Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my mother really did say that. She really doesn't understand what I do. It's always a pleasure to folks to have our good buddy Zoltan Ach back on the show. Zoltan is a professor of entrepreneurship at George Mason University. He's the founder and the president of the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Institute. Nobody on the planet has done more to study and to advocate for the growth and the development of entrepreneurship and the connection of those things to economic growth in a company, in a country, from entrepreneurship, than our good friend Zoltan Ach. Zoltan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back again.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Zoltan, the brand new JEDI, what you call the JEDI, the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Index, JEDI, G-E-D-I, the new 2012 edition is out. And there's news here, isn't there? You've got some news. America's back on top.
It is, Jim. It's real exciting. The U.S. comes in as the most entrepreneurial country in the world again.
How did that? How did we? See, I understand why we're on top, but I don't understand how we dropped to number third last year. You know, I always questioned your numbers last year. If you remember, Zoltan, I questioned your numbers when the U.S. went to number three last year. What was that all about?
Well, that was that recession year.
Yeah.
Here's what's happened in the world. It's actually interesting. Entrepreneurship suffered everywhere in the world, including the United States. And we know that. Things aren't as great as they should be.
Right.
But they suffered more everywhere else than in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a lot of sense because this is a country where the institutions of entrepreneurship are really strong. People believe in it. And it fell less here.
Well, so, it's in our entrepreneurship is in our DNA,
that's right.
And it's something that has to be installed in a lot of other parts of the world, isn't it?
That's right. So it went down everywhere, went down less in the U.S., and so Denmark fell from first to fifth place, and the U.S. came in number one.
Well, now Sweden. This is interesting. How did Sweden get to be number two? Have those guys got religion over there? I mean, that country.
Well, you see, you got to remember those. You know, when you go to those countries, whether it's Denmark, Sweden, or Norway,
I've been to both of those.
You pull
countries.
Out that greenback,
yeah,
and you realize that for $10 you can't get a cup of coffee. You ask yourself, what's going on here, right? Those are all successful countries. They're
mm-hmm.
different than ours, but they're all very successful. And they do have an entrepreneurial, you know, if you go back and look at Sweden, one of the greatest entrepreneurs in the world, Nobel,
mm-hmm.
the man who invented dynamite and then
right.
the Nobel Prize, is from Sweden.
Right.
You know, then they got lost in socialism in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And then they've sort of found religion again.
Well, they have, haven't they? I mean, that's a really good point. And the reason why I think it's important to bring up, Zoltan, is because those countries have now, as you say, found religion. They realize that the socialist direction that they were going in doesn't produce anything. It only consumes.
Right.
It only consumes.
And
entrepreneurship produces.
That's right. You know, if you only have government employees, the government employees ask, who's paying the bill? And if there's nobody working and producing in the private sector, there's no revenue coming in to pay the civil servants.
Why is it that our government seems to not... Isn't it ironic, in a perverse way, that the United States government doesn't seem to be watching that movie? What do you think?
It is. And, you know, if you ask, you know, the U.S. came out number one, but if you ask the question, because we now have this barometer there of, you know, what is the temperature for entrepreneurship in America? and we're operating at something like 60% of capacity.
Right.
You know, that means there's a huge amount that we need to get back to where we were 20 years ago.
And if politicians want to have more money than they've ever had to spend,
they need
they'd figure absolutely. Out a way to unleash that other 40%, wouldn't they?
Right. You know, at the launch yesterday, I met a guy from the Securities and Exchange Commission. And I said, well, what are you working on? He said, oh, we're trying to figure out how to get entrepreneurship going again. And I said, how do you know it's not working? It was just a rhetorical question. He said, well, we looked at the number of IPOs, and they went from some big number to zero, and they're still roughly there. I said, yeah. So I said, what'd you guys mess up? He said, well, we're not sure. We think maybe it's Sarbanes-Oxley, but we're looking around.
Say, how about Sarbanes-Oxley? And
So that's a good start, but... Yeah. You know, what drove the high...
Zoltan, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk some more about this. In fact, I'm going to ask Zoltan about how the Latin America is doing with entrepreneurship after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.